Let's turn to the slightly more abstract questions, forgetting for the moment that we're in the midst of apparently trying to murder 3 or 4 million people, not Taliban, of course, their victims. Let's turn to the question of the historic event that took place in September 11th. And as I said, I think that's correct. It was a historic event, not unfortunately because of its scale. Unpleasant to think about, but in terms of the scale, it's not that unusual. I did say it's probably the worst instant human toll of any crime, and that may be true. But there are terrorist crimes with effects a bit more drawn out that are much more extreme, unfortunately. Nevertheless, it's a historic event because there was a change. The change was the direction in which the guns were pointing. That's new, radically new. So it takes a U.S. history. The last time that the national territory of the United States was under attack, or for that matter even threatened, was when the British burned down Washington in 1814. It was common to bring up Pearl Harbor, but that's not a good analogy. The Japanese bombed military bases in 2 U.S. colonies, not the national territory. Colonies which had been taken from their inhabitants in not a very pretty way. This is the national territory that's been attacked on a large scale. You can find a few fringe examples, but this is unique.